Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick requested $50,000 from the Board of Supervisors on Wednesday for legal services. Essick intended to explore the legality of a ballot measure aimed at strengthening oversight of his office. KRCB's Adia White has the story.
If passed, the Evelyn Cheatham Ordinance would increase funding and power for the agency in charge of auditing the county sheriff's office. The County Board of Supervisors agreed to put the ordinance on the November ballot, as written by the former director of the office and other community members. The county sheriff sought funding for legal services Wednesday to explore the possibility of litigating the ordinance. At that meeting, supervisors questioned his motives. Supervisor Shirley Zane asked Essick why he would use taxpayer money to oppose transparency and oversight. She told the sheriff it felt as though he was declaring war on the board. Here's their exchange.
Well, Supervisor Zane, I would certainly say that characterizing it as declaring war is not accurate. That's not my feelings at all. The sheriff's office is not opposed to transparency and accountability. We hold ourselves to a high standard, and I hold the deputies to a high standard. So I do take my responsibilities very seriously. I think what has brought us to this point is that we were looking at working as an ad hoc committee to collaborate and go through this ordinance to find out the things that would strengthen oversight in this county without infringing on the sheriff's constitutional authority as an independently elected official or certain provisions of the government code and the labor code. Unfortunately, your board decided not to engage in that ad hoc process and collaborate and simply put this item on the ballot, despite the fact that your own counsel advised you that it contained numerous legal defects. And I think we are now seeing the precipitation of those legal defects coming to the forefront, where you have labor making sounds about their concerns, and I'm expressing some concerns I have. This is merely a procedural vote on your part to allow me to consult with outside counsel where there's a conflict. I have not made a decision to litigate this at this point, but I need to seek that competent legal advice to find out what the next steps are at the sheriff's office.
Well, except that if we have to hire our own counsel, you know, we're looking at upward of well over $100,000 in taxpayer money. And I think the overwhelming feeling in the community, because we've gotten tons of emails in my office and none have been in favor of approving this. The emails have said, you know, we've got so many people unemployed right now. We're looking at huge budget cuts. We just can't afford to be heading down this road. I mean, if the people of Sonoma County don't want this ordinance, they will vote against it. If it does get passed, then it may get litigated at some point or challenged. But I really do feel that this is an issue of democracy. And I do feel it's an issue of trust, too. The reason why we didn't go down the ad hoc path is because it was pretty clear that, you know, we continue to have major issues of trust in the community and have ever since Andy Lopez was shot. And I think it's worth it to put it on the ballot in order to move forward for everybody.
After more than an hour of public comment against funding the sheriff's request for legal counsel, the board sided with commenters. Essick needed 4 out of 5 votes to approve the spending. Supervisors Hopkins and Zane voted against providing the funding, while Supervisor Gore and Gorin voted in favor. Supervisor Rabbit did not attend the meeting. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
For more on the Evelyn Cheatham Ordinance, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.